Let us once again come to the Lord's presence in prayer. Again, we are assembled here, O Lord, to enjoy your companionship and to receive your guidance. We want to bless you, O Lord, for the many ways you seek to renew our lives and to make them all whole. So we ask that you will enable us to experience your truth once again as we open our hearts to you this morning. We also pray that the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, wash us clean from all our wrongdoings, so that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11?
哥林多后书第一章第一到第十一节.
I'll read the English text, the Chinese one, you may refer it on the screen.
华文的可以看 PowerPoint.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God in Corinth, together with all saints throughout Achaia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. For just as the sufferings of Christ flow over into our lives, so also through Christ our comfort overflows. If we are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. If we are comforted, it is for your comfort, which produces in you patient endurance of the same sufferings we suffer. And our hope for you is firm, because we know that just as you share in our sufferings, so also you share in our comfort. We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffer in the province of Asia. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despair even our life. Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death. But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raised the dead. He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him, we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us, as you help us by your prayers. There many will give thanks on our behalf for the gracious favor granted us in answer to the prayers of many. From this Sunday onward, we will begin a new series of sermons based on Paul's second letter to the Corinthians.
我们会开始一个新的系列，就是哥林多后书。
Now, most of us are more familiar with Paul's first letter to the Corinthians.
我们比较习惯第一哥林多前书,
because it has often been preached on Sunday pulpits.
因为礼拜天早上会讲,
and it also touches on many issues that the church in Corinth were facing and that we are asked to guard against.
也提到了许多我们要提防的这个课题,
problems such as disunity among the Christians,
好像不合的问题,
various factions promoting their leaders,
接党的问题,
immorality of its members,
不道德的问题,
and the taking pride of special spiritual gift as badges of spiritual maturity.
还有把属灵的恩赐当作是属灵的成长.
As such, we tend to learn more from Paul's harsh criticisms and his instructions for this letter.
我们从保罗的指责还有他的教导我们可以学习.
But what about Paul's second letter to the Corinthians?
不过哥林多后书呢?
To know its significance, we need to go back to its historical background.
我们要学习他的历史.
To the city of Corinth and the Paul's purpose of writing this second letter.
我们才能明白它的重点.
Now, Corinth was an ancient Greek city.
哥林多其实是一个希腊的古城.
But it had been totally destroyed by the Romans in 146 BC.
可是它被罗马人在主前146年就消灭了.
And the site lay unused for 100 years.
100年荒废了.
It was then rebuilt by Julius Caesar in 44 BC.
凯撒大帝在主前44年重建,
rebuilt as a Roman city, and it later became the capital of the Roman province of Achaia,
成为亚该亚的首都的一个罗马城市.
So when Paul first visited Corinth in AD 50,
所以在主后五十年，保罗到哥林多的时候
，You are just over 90 years old with a population of about 80,000.
他其实只有九十岁，而他的里面的人有八万人。
During this short history, Corinth had become the third most important city of the Roman Empire.
在这段简短的历史里面，哥林多成为了整个罗马帝国第三大重要的城市。
Behind Alexandria and Rome itself.
在亚历山大和罗马之后。
As a commercial bridge between the east and west,
成为东跟西之间的贸易桥梁。
It has attracted many new immigrants.
没有很多有很多的移民。
Merchants and opportunists.
经商的人。
For all areas around the Mediterranean to seek for a better life.
从地中海的各地方来到这个地方来寻求生活。
So it's not surprising to find also a substantial Jewish community residing in Corinth.
所以也有相当多的犹太人在这个地方。
Paul, therefore, in accordance with his practice to evangelize the Gentiles,
保罗的照惯例，他会去向外邦人传福音。
So he began his mission in Corinth in AD 50.
就在主后五十年，到了哥林多。
Now, as Corinth is a young Roman city,
哥林多是一个年轻的罗马城市。
With residents coming from a diversity of background,
居住的人从各个的背景都来。
It does retain many social customs and different religious beliefs brought along by these new immigrants.
就有这个各个的移民所带来的这个宗教，还有这个种族习惯。
Also, as a young Roman city, it was relatively open.
因为它是很年轻的，所以它也很开放。
There was no city in the Roman Empire more conducive to advancement than in Corinth.
所以没有比什么地方比哥林多更容易升级的地方。
Because there was no landed aristocracy in Corinth.
因为这里没有高这个种贵族。
Wealth became the sole factor for power and wealth and this status.
所以呢，财富就成为唯一能够得到尊荣的指标。
So a New Testament scholar summarizes Corinth as a free, willing, boon city.
有一个人就说哥林多是一个可以自由贸易的地方。
Now filled with materialism and pride,
充满着唯物主义还有骄傲。
And the self-confidence that comes from these residents who have made it rich,
这些白手起家的人他们就能够自豪。
In other words, by worshipping wealth, the residents had this self-made man ethos.
所以他们非常的尊敬这个财富，因为他们都是白手起家的。
The I did it my way pride.
他们是靠自己来成功的。
This presents a formidable challenge to Paul's misfortune life experience.
所以对于保罗他这个不好的生活经历就成为了很大的挑战。
And also a simple gospel message.
还有他简单的福音。
His first visit to Corinth in AD 50.
所以在主后五十年他第一次去哥林多的时候。
Paul stayed there for over 18 months.
在那里18个月。
To start his evangelistic mission.
传福音。
When he had left Corinth,
离开哥林多的时候
the church was functioning initially smoothly.
这个教会很好的在执行
and it was quite well grounded theologically.
神学也是有很好的基础
but less than 2 years later,
两年后呢
he had lost his love for the gospel.
他们对于福音已经失去了爱心
he had lost his witness in this religious pluralistic society.
在这个多元宗教的社会他们失去了见证
and it was on the point of breaking apart.
就要分裂了
Paul thus responded to this church crisis by writing to his congregation what we now know as his first letter to the Corinthians.
保罗就以哥林多前书的书信来劝勉他们。
After reading this first letter, it seems that Christians at Corinth they are taken Paul's criticism quite well.
哥林多前书他们看了过后呢，他们这些哥林多的教徒呢，他们就有把他的教导记在心里。
And they have implemented many of his instructions.
也做了他许多的教导。
But at about this time,
不过在这个时候呢
the Corinth congregation had been infiltrated by a group of people coming from Palestine.
从巴勒斯坦那里就有一群的教师过来。
They claimed to be Christians.
他们是自称是基督徒。
Emphasized the pure Israelite descent.
提到他们是有纯正的以色列的这个身份。
And they presented themselves as the servants of righteousness.
他们说他们自己是真正义的奴仆。
Now, basically, they persuaded some of the Corinthians that the law of Moses are still operative.
所以他们就劝勉这些哥林多的教徒说，这个摩西的律法还是有效的。
Paul referred them as false apostles.
保罗就称他们为假的这个使徒。
Because their influence is about to destroy altogether his teaching and his relationship with the Corinthians.
因为他们的影响力企图要破坏他所有的教导，还有他跟哥林多信徒的关系。
Paul does urge the church to reject them.
所以他就叫教会要拒绝他们。
As a result, Paul was attacked by them.
因为这样子的举动呢，他就被这些人所攻击了。
In terms of his personal, spiritual, and even his apostolic office.
可能是不管是他个人属灵，还是他这个使徒的身份。
So Paul dispatched Timothy to look after this trouble.
所以保罗赶快就差遣提摩太去解决这个问题。
But was unsuccessful.
可是不成功。
He himself found it necessary to make a second brief visit.
可是所以他自己就亲自到那里去。
Which Paul called the visit a very painful one.
他就称这个是为很痛苦的一个经验。
In AD 55,
在主后五十五年。
Now, still, his second visit did not resolve the crisis.
可是他这次第二次去呢，还是不成功。
So he left Corinth wounded and devastated.
所以他离开哥林多的时候，受到很大的伤害。
He went back to Ephesus.
回到了以弗所。
And later, he traveled to Macedonia.
又到了马其顿。
Where he wrote what we now know as the second letter to the Corinthians.
他在那里呢，就写了这个哥林多后书。
So we see this second letter of Corinthians was a letter of great emotion.
所以这个是带有很浓厚的感情的一封信。
Nowhere is Paul's heart so torn and exposed in this letter.
没有什么比在这封信里面更显出这个保罗的伤感。
For Paul says in second chapter, "For I wrote to you," says Paul, "out of much affliction and anguish of heart, and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you."
保罗说：“我先前心里难过、痛苦、多多的流泪，写信给你们，不是叫你们忧愁，乃是叫你们知道我格外的疼爱你们。”
So we can learn much more about Paul himself.
所以我们可以这里学习到保罗很多的层面
，and his relationship with the Corinthians from this letter，
还有他跟哥林多教会的关系。
Then from any others of his letters，
比所有的信都更多。
We see him responding to many situations.
我们看到他对于各种处境的反应。
And we so understand better a person who he was.
就能够更了解他这个人。
In other words, we meet the human Paul rather than Paul of the Christian legend.
所以在这里我们就看到保罗人性的一面。
We should remember that Paul faces terrible strains.
他受到了很多的这个压力。
Of the possibility of a partial or total failure of his work in Corinth,
可能就是他在哥林多所有的工作所有都会被破灭。
So with this historical background in mind, we see the purpose of Paul's opening two verses.
所以我们了解了这个历史背景，我们就明白保罗前面两节的意思。
His two verse greeting to the Corinthians.
他在这里问候这些哥林多信徒。
He leaves no uncertainty to what he's about to write.
他就告诉他们他要写些什么。
Namely, to preserve his apostleship and to preserve the church.
就是要保守他这个使徒的身份，还有保守这个哥林多教会。
As an apostle of Christ Jesus in accordance with God's will.
作为基督的使徒。
In accordance with God's will.
奉神旨意。
Paul therefore must preserve the right teaching of the church.
所以他要保守这个正确的教导。
For this church belongs to God.
因为这个教会是属于神的。
So the church of God must listen to the apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God.
所以作为神的教会，当然要听取神的教导。
After this short two-verse greeting,
所以问候过后呢
，Paul's basic plea to accept his legitimacy as an apostle of Christ Jesus begins immediately in today's verses 3-11.
保罗呼吁他们能够确认他在基督里面的这个使徒的身份，就从三节到十一节。
He begins his letter by praising God for his weakness and suffering.
他赞美神，因为他的这个软弱和受难。
Now the very thing his opponents call his ministry into question.
这就是他的这些敌人质疑他的这个侍奉的。
For them, the suffering and weakness that characterized Paul's life were evidence that he was not a true apostle.
对于保罗的敌人来说，保罗受到这些伤害和他的弱点，就证明了他不是使徒。
If Paul was the real thing, he would not have experienced so much trouble.
如果保罗是真正的使徒，他哪里会受到这么多的困难呢？
But Paul's answer was that abundant suffering and abundant comfort are in fact the signs of his apostolic authenticity.
可是呢，保罗这里的答案就是说，这充满的这个苦难和充满的这个安慰呢，确实就是证明了他是真正的使徒。
Paul views his suffering as an opportunity to celebrate God's comfort given to him.
保罗把他的苦难成为一个能够庆贺神给他安慰的一个途径。
Thus he praises God as the God of all comfort.
所以他就赞美神是安慰的神。
I therefore entitled today's sermon "Celebrating God's Comfort in the Midst of Suffering."
所以今天的题目就是在患难中庆贺神的安慰。
From this title, we come direct to the first point of Paul's understanding of God's comfort.
就来到今天的第一点。
Suffering opens the door for Christians to experience God's power of comfort.
患难使基督徒能够领受到神的安慰。
Now, as I have mentioned before, with his worship of self-made wealth and power.
之前提到就是他们崇拜这个自我能够得到的富足跟权力。
The residents of this new Roman city would certainly view Paul's weakness and suffering as signs of failure.
居住在哥林多的这些人呢，他们都会把一个人的软弱和受难成为就是生命中的不如意。
No successful person would like to embrace the theology of suffering and weakness.
所以没有一个任何成功的人愿意有这个患难和苦难的神学。
So for them, Paul's unending suffering and his weakness certainly cast doubt on his apostolic power.
所以对于这些人来说，他们看到保罗所受的这些苦难和他的弱点，就的确质疑了他是不是真的使徒。
They would think that God would have richly blessed him if he were doing what God intended him to do.
如果他真的是实行神所要做他做的事情呢，那神应该大大的祝福他，不是吗？
So we see Paul's claim of his apostleship has been challenged both from inside and outside of the church.
所以保罗自称自己是使徒，不管是里面还是教会外面，都是质疑他。
Nevertheless, Paul insists that his suffering is equally matched by God's comfort to him.
可是保罗在这里说，他所受的苦难跟他神所给他的安慰是相等的。
Paul brings honor to God as the one who has shown himself in and through his affliction to be the God of all comfort.
保罗就把荣耀归于那个把显现他自己，并且在患难中给予他安慰的神。
As you read the text just now, the word or the noun of comfort is repeated 10 times in this verse 3-7.
我们从第三节到第七节那里，这个安慰这个字就讲了十次。
So we see Paul's intentionality is immersed.
所以保罗在这里是故意要提到这一点。
What does Paul mean by God's comfort?
什么是神的安慰呢？
For us, we may think of comfort as an emotional relief.
我们会把安慰当成是一种心灵上的解脱。
Maybe a sense of well-being.
就是能够觉得平安
，a satisfaction or freedom from pain and anxiety，
满足或者是没有什么忧虑。
Others may think of comfort in terms of sympathy，
有些人觉得安慰就是同情
，but sympathy very often weaken us instead of strengthening us。
可是同情呢，往往使我们更软弱，而不是更坚强。
Actually, the English word comfort come from two Latin words meaning with strength。
其实安慰在拉丁文里面指的就是带着能力。
And the Greek word means to come alongside and help.
而希腊文是说就是要来到你旁边帮助你。
It is the same word used for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter in the Gospel of John.
而在约翰福音里面呢，也用同样的字来形容这个圣灵，也就是保惠师。
So the word comfort brings two images altogether.
所以其实安慰带有两个影像。
The first image is of someone coming alongside.
第一呢，就是一个人跟你同在。
And in that coming alongside, we bring courage.
所以因为有人跟你同在，他就能带你勇气。
So brothers and sisters, we see that God's comfort is not that God will pat us on our head.
所以神的安慰不是说他就安慰我们的头。
And give us a piece of candy or toy to distract our attention during our troubled times.
或者是给你一个解脱，说让你不要去想你的患难。
Neither is God's comfort to take away instantly the problem or trouble we are experiencing.
也不是说神就把你所有的患难挪走。
Rather, when you go through trials, God comes by our side to give us strength and encourage us.
而当时你经过患难的时候，神就来跟你一起同在，给你力量。
The greatest comfort we can have in life is to know that we don't have to face life alone.
其实我们生命中最大的安慰就是我们不用单独的来面对这一切。
We may be in the darkest of valleys.
我们虽然是在死荫的幽谷，
abandoned by everyone，
被所有人抛弃了，
nowhere else to turn，
无处可去，
and all hope lost，
失去所有的盼望，
but we will never be alone.
可是我们不是单独的。
Remember, we always have one Heavenly Father, God of all comfort, to come alongside to encourage us.
我们有天父安慰的神跟我们同在。
His comfort may not remove our suffering.
他的安慰不会拿把我们的苦难拿走。
Nor assure us that everything will turn out right in the end.
或者就是安慰我们说哦，一切没最后到结果是没有事情的。
But rather, it will bring us strength, encouragement, and hope.
他会却会给我们力量和鼓励。
So that we have strength to deal with our difficulties.
让我们有能力来面对我们所有的苦难。
Remember the famous Psalms 23.
诗篇二十三篇。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
虽然我行过死荫的幽谷，我不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖、你的竿，他们安慰我。
So for Paul, he knew that every time he suffered, he was comforted.
所以保罗知道，每当他有苦难的时候，他也受到安慰。
And the comfort was more wonderful than the suffering was terrifying.
所以这个安慰所带来的美好，比这个苦难所带来的遭遇更好。
His own receipt of God's comfort in the midst of suffering has certainly benefited him in terms of his spiritual life.
所以在他苦难之中，他得到神的安慰，对于他的属灵生命里面给他很大的帮助。
Furthermore, his suffering was a sign to him that he was truly serving Christ.
他也知道说他所受的苦难，就知道他真正的是在服侍基督。
And it also confirmed his faith in God.
所以他也对他信心得到了确认。
Perhaps a fable could be used to illustrate Paul's view of suffering and God's comfort.
让我讲一个比喻来解释这个处境。
Now the sun and the wind were having a contest.
太阳和风呢就有一个比赛。
To see who was the stronger.
看谁比较有能力。
There was a man walking down the street with his coat on.
有一个人带着大衣走在路上走。
And the wind said, I can blow his coat off.
风就说我可以把这个大衣吹走。
So the wind began to blow.
所以风就吹了。
But the harder the wind blew, the tighter the man wrapped his coat around him.
风吹得越大，那个人抓他的大衣越紧。
Instead, the wind almost blew the man away.
风甚至要把这个人吹走了。
The sun then said, "Now it's my turn to try."
太阳就说啊，轮到我来试。
The sun shone down so warm and nice that the man eventually took his coat off.
太阳温和的把照着那个人的时候，他就把他的大衣脱走了。
The sun accomplished what the wind could not do.
所以太阳所做的这个风做不到。
How does this apply to our Christian life?
对于我们的主灵生命又如何呢？
Generally, the wind of adversity won't take us away from God.
苦难的这个风呢，不会把我们脱离神的。
But of course, there are Christians who turn away from God in time of adversity.
当然也有因为苦难而远离神的基督徒。
When the wind begins to blow,
当风吹的时候，
when it gets rough and tough.
当很困难的时候，
we turn to our heavenly Father who can comfort us.
我们会转向天父，因为他会安慰我们。
However, we may be in a dangerous situation when things are going too well for us.
可是当我们处境很好的时候，我们反而有危险。
When the sun is shining and we have it too easy, for we feel comfortable.
当太阳照耀的时候，我们觉得很温暖的时候。
We may unknowingly remove the robe of righteousness that Christ wants us to put on.
我们会不小心把这个义的袍呢脱下来。
And we begin to compromise with the value system of this world.
我们会跟这个世界的道德价值观呢妥协。
When I talk about the new city of this Roman Corinth, which achieved its great prosperity within such a short period of time.
当我提到这个罗马城市哥林多，它在很快的期间得到很大的这个繁荣的时候。
Did it ring a bell for you to compare our modern Singapore with this new city of this new city of Corinth?
你会不会把我们新加坡也跟这个哥林多城市来比较呢？
Now this year we are celebrating our 45th independence.
今年我们庆贺我们独立45周年。
Within such a short period of time, even twice faster than the city of Corinth.We have achieved in many areas to become a developed nation.
在这么短的时间，甚至两倍这个哥林多的时间呢，我们已经成为了一个发达的国家。
We are always urged to be productive.
我们要呼吁，常常被呼吁说我们要更多的这个发展。
To go for higher technological advancement.
在科技上更发达。
And to be competitive.
更有这个竞争力。
So there's no room for failure and weakness.
所以是没有让你有这个软弱和失败的空间。
We want to survive in this harsh global environment.
特别是在如果你要在这个非常苦这个国际的社会里面生存。
Thus, wealth equals success has become our motto.
所以把财富就等于是成功呢，就变成了我们的这个指标。
Especially to the younger generation who have never experienced hardship before.
特别是对年轻的一辈，因为他们从来没有经历苦难。
It's thus not surprising that Christians welcome wholeheartedly the preaching of the gospel of health and wealth.
所以基督徒能够很快的来迎合这个健康还有财富的这个福音呢，是完全合理的。
As if they were the only concrete evidences of God's true blessing to us.
因为这个好比就是神祝福我们最确实的这个确据。
Is there any room for Paul's teaching nowadays that his suffering and weakness has in fact afforded his spiritual refreshment?
我们今天是否有这个保罗所教导的这个空间？那就是他的苦难和他的软弱，甚至就是成为他属灵上的一个翻新。
And he praised God for that.
他为这一切来向神来感恩。
I would think Octopus Paul should be more welcome than this Apostle Paul.
所以这个保罗这个八爪鱼可能比保罗这个使徒还要受欢迎。
For he will make people rich.
因为他会让人家更富足。
Nevertheless, it could not please everybody either.
可是保罗这个八爪鱼也不能让每个人都高兴。
Now, if Paul, God's apostle, has to experience such difficulties in the course of his missionary work.
所以保罗这个使徒，如果他在执行他的职务的时候受到这么多的伤害。
We can see that God does not promise prosperity or instant gratification even to his most devoted person.
所以很显然的，就算是对于最遵从他的人呢，神也没有保证说一定会有繁荣，也一定会有奖赏。
Do you know why the Romans called Jupiter their best and the most greatest God?
所以罗马人为什么会把朱比特成为就是他最大的神呢？
Not because this Jupiter God can make them wise or just.
不是朱比特能够使他们能够很公义或者很有智慧。
But because it provides them safety, security, and make them well supplied.
而是因为那朱比特能够使他们能够有安逸富足。
But for Paul, the gospel does not ride on health and wealth.
可是对保罗来说，福音不是健康和财富。
But on weakness.
而是软弱。
The gospel does not need front pages of so many Christians' testimony who are rich to substantiate its truth.
所以福音并不需要很多的那个成功的基督徒的见证，说他们很有钱来指向说这个福音是真实的。
For Paul, there's no place for God's surpassing power of comfort to be manifested in the midst of his suffering.
所以对于保罗来说，在患如果是这样子的患我们如果没有患难的话呢，神就不能在此刻给予我们安慰。
Yes, when we experience discouragement, suffering, or affliction,
当我们面对挫折的时候，苦难的时候，
it is in those times we discover what God's comfort can do to us.
确实是在这些时候，我们经历到神的安慰。
Paul now uses his own suffering experience to bring out his second point.
保罗就以自己的患难的经历来带出这第二点。
That the experience of God's comfort enable Christians to trust God alone and to endure suffering patiently.
就是我们当我们经历到神的安慰的时候，能够使基督徒能够信靠神而单单信靠神，而能够很能够经历我们各种患难。
He made reference to his hardship in verses 8 and 9.
第八、第九节的时候就这么提到。
When he says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about the hardships we suffer in the province of Asia."
弟兄们，我不要你们不晓得，我们从前在亚细亚遭遇患难，被压太重。
We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despair even of life.
力不能胜，甚至活命的指望都绝了。
Indeed, in our hearts, we felt the sentence of death.
自己心里也断定是必死的。
There is much debate as to what these hardships consisted of.
在这里所形容的苦难，我们不大清楚。
Paul did not provide us any details about this particular incident.
保罗并没有指明说这里所指的是什么。
Though he did list some of his hardship in the later chapter 11.
虽然在十一章里面，他的确有提到一些。
Whatever it was, it came to him in the course of his mission.
不管是什么呢，就是在他执行他的使命的时候发生的。
Whatever it was an experience that almost overcame his faith.
我们知道的就是这个经历让他甚至要失去了他的信心。
Because Paul reckoned his position to be like a man whose request for mercy had been denied and was condemned to die.
因为保罗觉得他的这个现在的这个处境呢，就好像一个人祈求怜悯而没有被得到，而现在被判死刑。
Now, so despair and futile did the situation appear that when deliverance occurred, Paul said it was like God's resurrection power is being manifested.
所以这个处境绝望到一个地步，当保罗得到拯救的时候呢，他所经历的好像就是死里复活。
God said, God who raises the dead delivers us.
他说要靠的就是这死人复活 的神。
We know as little about this deliverance.
我们不知道这个救赎是什么。
All we know is that Paul saw it as a direct action of God.
我们只知道保罗把它当成是神直接的介入。
So he learned an important lesson from it.
所以他学了很重要的功课。
He understood the purpose of this near death experience was to substitute dependence on GodFor reliance on self.
他所学到的功课就是说，他不要靠自己，而是靠叫死人复活的神。
But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God.
叫我们不靠自己，只靠叫死人复活的神。
So, God's deliverance of Paul in this particular incident has established his confidence in the deliverance to come.
所以保罗在神在这里救赎保罗呢，就对让他对于这个。以后也能够得到救赎，给了很大的信心。
So he emphasized three times in verse 10 of this word deliver.
所以在这第十节里面就讲到这个拯救，被救赎讲了很多三次。
He said he has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and he will deliver us. On him we have set our hope that he will continue to deliver us.
他曾救我们脱离这极大的死亡，现在仍要救我们，叫我们指望他将来也要救我们。
Even so.Paul could not presume on God's intervention.
虽然这样子，他并不是就是立刻能够期盼说神就是这样子会介入。
So he requested the Corinthians to help him by prayer for his future deliverance.
他也叫这个哥林多的信徒也为他多多的祷告。
So here we see another form of God's help in times of trouble.
所以在这里我们就看到神第二种的对苦难的帮助。
That is God's deliverance.
那就是神的救赎。
But Paul's purpose here is not to highlight the difference or his preference between God's comfort and his deliverance.
可是保罗在这里并不是要把这个神的安慰和神的救赎来做一个对比。
Paul is not saying that God's deliverance is always better or superior to his comfort.
保罗并不是说神的救赎好过神的安慰。
Rather, he's urging the Corinthians not to depend upon themselves.
而他在这里是要鼓励这些哥林多信徒不要单靠自己，
but to trust God alone in times of affliction，
而是靠神在患难中的时候靠神。
For Paul, as long as we have hope in God，
对于保罗来说，当我们有对神有盼望的时候，
we may continue to trust Him in the midst of our adversities。
我们在患难之中，我们能够信靠他。
And God will certainly come to us either in the form of comfort or deliverance.
神可以带着安慰或者是带着救赎来到我们当中。
But it's up to the sovereign will of God.
这是神的主权。
But Paul's emphasis in today's passage is actually on the comforting power of God.
可是保罗今天的重点呢，其实是在安慰这方面。
For he says to the Corinthians in verse 6 that God's comfort can indeed produce in them.Patient endurance of the same suffering he has gone through.
因为在第六节在这里他说这个安慰能够带来他们能够忍受各样的苦处。
Truly, Paul's ability to endure patient, to endure suffering patiently was due to the comforting power of God.
所以的确保罗在这里能够很忍受各样的苦处呢，是因为神所给予他的安慰。
So now he's telling the Corinthians to endure likewise.
所以他就告诉哥林多教徒也要同样的这样子来忍受。
Because Paul knows they are also in the midst of suffering as well.
其实保罗也知道他们在苦难之中。
Paul does not describe their suffering as Christians.
保罗在这里没有形容他到底是受什么苦难。
The suffering of the Corinthians was not mentioned.
没有提到哥林多的这个苦难是什么。
But other parts of the New Testament supply some clues as to what they might be.
可是新约其他地方有提到这些事情。
Such as they encounter riots.
好像暴动。
False accusation in court.
假的指责。
Imprisonment.
受到监狱。
Their homes and businesses broken up.
还有家庭还有生意被破碎了。
Paul knows the Corinthians are worried by their suffering.
所以保罗知道这些哥林多信徒很担心担忧他们的苦难。
So he wants them to realize the marvelous reward suffering brings in God's comfort.
他要知道他们所这个安神的安慰所带来这很大的奖赏。
This in return will help them to endure their present suffering, to endure it patiently, and to trust God alone.
而得到神的安慰，就能够让他们很有耐心的来忍受各样的苦难。
So brothers and sisters, times of suffering might hurt.
所以苦难的时候的确是很伤痛的。
But by God's comfort, they will not cause us to break.
可是因为有神的安慰，使我们能不会绝望。
God's comforting power will help us to endure patiently in times of trouble.
神安慰的能力使我们在患难之中的时候能够忍耐。
For it brings us strength, encouragement, and hope to deal with our difficulties.
因为它给我们能力、盼望还有鼓励，使我们能够面对我们的苦难。
So we see endurance is not some superhuman power that can help us to last through.Our difficult times.
所以我们看到这里这个忍受呢，并不是我们一个人本身的这个超能力，让我们能够度过这些难关。
But something that comes from God and is focused on God.
而忍耐是从神那里来，而焦点在神那里。
God's assurance of comfort mediated to Christ in our time of adversities is well written or spoken by Johnny Tada.
所以这个神的安慰呢，通过基督的这个安慰，在 Johnny Tada 这里有形容。
She was paralyzed from the neck down while still a teenager.
Johnny Tada 在他还是青少年的时候呢，就全身瘫痪了。
She writes,
他这么写
，You don't have to be alone in your hurt.
你在苦难伤痛的时候，你不孤单。
Comfort is yours. Joy is an option.
安慰是你的，喜乐是你的选择。
And it is all made possible by your Savior.
这是因为你的救赎主给了你这个机会。
He went without comfort, so you might have it.
他没有得到安慰，让你能够得到安慰。
He postponed joy, so you might share in it.
他延迟了自己的喜乐，让你能够得到喜乐。
He willingly chose isolation, so you might never be alone in your hurt and sorrow.
他选择孤单，使你在伤痛、悲痛之余呢，不会孤单。
Paul's experience has made him known that God comforts him so that he can be a comfort to others.
所以保罗的经历呢，教导他说，当他受到安慰的时候呢，他能够带着这个来安慰其他人。
His suffering of affliction and endurance of trial ultimately benefited the Corinthians in the way that Paul was well equipped to administer divine encouragement to them when they themselves were.Facing difficulties.
所以他在所受的这些种种的苦难呢，能够帮助这些哥林多信徒，因为在他们受到苦难的时候，保罗能够帮助他们。
This is the third point in Paul's message.
这就是第三点。
The experience of God's comfort in our suffering qualifies, equips, and obliges us to comfort others in the midst of their suffering.
在我们苦难受到安慰的时候呢，这就使我们能够有能力在别人苦难的时候来安慰他们。
Yes, God's comfort is not intended to stop with us.
所以神的安慰不是停在我们这里而已。
In other words, God expects us to pass it on.
神期盼我们把这个安慰传下去。
Someone has said it very correctly that God does not comfort us to make us comfortable, but to make us.Comforters.
神不是安慰我们使我们能够很安逸，而是能够让人也能够被安慰。
Paul was reassuring the Corinthians that he understood what they were going through.
保罗告诉他们他明白这些哥林多信徒所受的遭遇。
And what they were feeling.
他们的感受。
And he let them know he had experienced the same pain and the same feeling.
所以他也让他们知道他也感受到同样的痛苦，同样的感受。
So now he sought to give them the comfort he himself had received from God.
所以他正如他从神那里所得的安慰，他也要这样的安慰他们。
Isn't it an irony?
这不是很讽刺吗？
The Corinthians may have cast doubt on Paul's sufficiency as an apostle because he was a victim of such great suffering.
这些哥林多信徒他们质疑到底保罗是不是真正的能够做使徒，因为他遭受这种种的遭遇。
But Paul's inordinate suffering is met by a superabundance of God's comfort that made him more than sufficient to shower divine comfort upon them.
可是因为保罗所受的患难使他得到了这充分的安慰，使他能够带着这些安慰能够来安慰他们。
On his own, Paul cannot comfort anyone.
保罗本身当然不能安慰任何人。
The source of comfort comes from God.
这个安慰从神而来。
And it merely flows through him.
所以从他这里浇灌出去。
Paul is not the source of comfort for the Corinthians.
保罗并不是这些哥林多信徒的安慰。
But as Christ's apostle, he is a relay station.
作为基督的使徒，他就是把这个安慰传达过去。
Thus Paul is telling them that their lives and his are closely intertwined, so that what impacts him impacts the Corinthians.
保罗告诉他们，他们的生命跟他的生命呢是紧紧联合的，所以那影响他的也会影响这些哥林多信徒。
And what impacts the Corinthians impacts him.
影响哥林多教信徒的也会影响他。
It's because they all share in the fellowship of Christ.
因为他们在基督里有团契。
So in verse 6 and 7 he says,
在第六第七节这么说，
If you are distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation.
我们受的患难是为叫你们得安慰得拯救。
If we are comforted, it is for your comfort.
我们的安慰是叫你们得安慰。
Just as you share in our suffering, so also you share in our comfort.
这样安慰使你有忍受我们所受的各样苦处，我们为你所存的盼望是确实的，同受苦处也同受安慰。
In other words, whether Paul suffered afflictions or received comfort, the advantage remained the same for the Corinthians.
所以不管是他所受的患难还是所受的安慰呢，这些哥林多信徒都能够得到。
They will receive the divine strength to enable them to endure suffering patiently.
所以他们会得到这个属灵的那个能力，让他们能够持守所受的患难。
But brothers and sisters, please don't conclude from today's passage that Paul is calling all Christians to suffer alike.
弟兄姐妹，我们不要从今天的经文就以为说保罗是叫所有的这些基督徒都要受苦。
Nor should we assign a higher degree of spirituality to those who suffer more than us.
我们也不要以为那些所受的苦难比其他人更多的人，他们的属灵更加高超。
If so, we will be swinging to the other extreme, exalting suffering in contrast to worshipping wealth at the other extreme.
要不然呢，我们就从遵从这个财富呢，跑到另外一个极端，就是遵从这个苦难。
In the providence of God, some Christians live significantly more peaceful and healthy than others.
因为神的供应，有一些基督徒的确他们的生活比较健康，比较安逸。
But for some, they might have to go through certain hardships in life.
可是对于其他人来讲，可能他们的生命中就有更多的苦难。
Paul's message of God's comforting power would certainly encourage them.Those who are presently facing difficulties in time.
所以保罗在这里讲述神的安慰，的确会给予那些在患难中得到鼓励。
Paul says God will use you to extend His comfort to others.
保罗也说神呢会用他所给你的安慰，让你能够安慰其他人。
In any way, life, especially for Christians, is not meant to be easy.
作为基督徒，的确生活是不容易的。
We can reasonably expect suffering and hardships because we follow Christ.
因为我们跟随基督，我们有时候会得到患难。
And this world and the people around us are not perfect.
因为这个世界还有在我们周围的人也当然不是完美的。
Neither are we.
我们也不是。
We cannot legitimately expect everything to go our own way.
我们不可以让每一件事情都随我们的心意。
So how can we experience God's comfort in the midst of affliction?
所以我们在苦难之中的时候，我们如何来经历神的安慰呢？
First, we can experience God's comfort when other Christians express their care for us.
第一，当其他的基督徒关心我们的时候，我们就得到神的安慰。
Brothers and sisters, suffering becomes unbearable burdens when we feel alone and abandoned.
当我们觉得孤单被遗弃的时候呢，这个苦难的确就是不能忍受的负担。
In this second letter to the Corinthians, we see the wounded heart of Paul.
在这第二哥林多后书的时候，我们看到这个保罗的伤痛的心。
Because some of the Corinthians were on the verge of deserting him.
因为有一些哥林多信徒呢就要离弃他。
Coupled with the terrible affliction he experienced in Asia,
再加上他在亚细亚所受的苦难，
Paul was driven into great despair.
保罗甚至要绝望了。
But sometime later, God comforted him with the news from Titus that the Corinthians, in fact, they felt a deep longing and showed keen concern for him.
可是过后呢，提多从就带来好的消息，说是这些有一些哥林多信徒呢也是非常的关心他，而这让保罗得到很大的安慰。
Secondly, we experience God's comfort by caring for others even when we are in the midst of suffering.
第二呢，就是我们经历到神的安慰，当我们安慰其他的人。
Sometimes the sudden onslaught of affliction may tend us to retreat into a shell.
因为有时候当我们受到苦难的时候呢，我们有可能就萎缩了。
And we shut ourselves from others.
我们就自我封闭。
But as Paul told us,
可是保罗告诉我们，
as long as put our focus on God and not on ourselves in the midst of difficulties,
当我们把焦点放在神那里，而不是在在苦难的时候把焦点放在自己的时候，
we will then turn our pain to helping others.
我们可以把自己的伤痛呢变成是帮助人的力量。
And eventually, we will be able to conquer our pain.
最后呢，甚至我们能够战胜我们自己的痛苦。
We could do so because by setting our hope on God.
我们能够这么做，是因为当我们把期盼放在神那里的时候，
and to trust His mighty power,
信靠他的力量的时候，
we ourselves will experience God's comfort given to us.
我们就能够经历神所给予我们的安慰。
At the same time, we are definitely able to help and comfort others by sharing our experience.
同时，当我们分享我们的经验的时候，我们也能够帮助和安慰其他的人。
Paul knew how to encourage.Because he knew what it was like to be discouraged.
保罗知道这是何等大的鼓励，因为他自己也知道被消极的鼓励的时候是什么经验。
Paul knew how to comfort because he knew what it was like to be in great despair.
保罗知道怎么样的来安慰他们，因为他自己也受到同样的伤痛。
Thirdly, we can also experience God's comfort by witnessing His power in the lives of others.
第三，我们能够经历神的安慰，当我们看到这个安慰在别人身上所带来的能力。
Someone reminds us that the testimony of God's grace in one's life is a forceful reminder to others of God's ability and willingness to provide the grace and strength they need.
所以呢，当神在一个人的生命里面，施行这个恩典的时候呢，这是何等大的见证，提醒我们说，神有能力，也愿意在人的生命里面彰显他的能力和恩典。
By showing your testimony to others,
当我们把这个见证跟人分享的时候
，it shows them that God has the ability and willingness to provide His grace to them also.
就告诉他们说，神有能力也愿意的为他们来做这样的恩典。
It is a great comfort to see those undergoing trouble reaching out to comfort others.
所以当有人有患难的时候呢，他们甚至愿意来安慰其他人，这对我们来说是何等大的安慰。
Sir Edmund Hillary and his Nepalese guide Tenzin Norgay were the first people to make the historic climb of Mount Everest in 1953.
这个 Edmund Hillary 跟Tenzin Norgay 呢是第一个登上这个 Mount Everest 的人。
Coming down from the mountain peak,
从这个山峰下来的时候，
Sir Edmund suddenly lost his footing.
这个 Sir Edmund 失足了。
Tenzin held the line taut and kept them both from falling.
所以 Tenzin 就把这个绳子抓紧，让他们不会跌倒。
And by digging his axe into the ice,
也把他的这个斧头呢敲进这个冰山里。
Later, Tenzin refused any special credit for saving Sir Edmund's life.
可是 Tenzin 在过后呢，却不要得到任何的表扬。
He considered it as a routine part of his job.
他觉得这个是他的工作的一部分。
As he puts it, mountain climbers always help each other.
因为他说，爬山的呢，往往会彼此帮助。
Yes, brothers and sisters, it's always better to view our Christian's journey.As mountain climbing than running a race.
我们要把我们的属灵这个旅途呢当成是爬山而不是赛跑。
It's not a normal practice or routine to see runners stop to help the one who stumbled and fell.
因为在赛跑的时候，很少看到跑步的人呢会停下来帮助那些跌倒的人。
Did you do that?
你会这么做吗？
But not so for mountain climbers.
可是对于爬山呢，却不是如此。
No individual climber can reach the mountain top by his own effort.
因为没有一个爬山的人能够靠自己本身能够爬上山顶。
Mountain climbers need to help each other and to encourage one another in order for all of them to reach the mountain peak safely.
因为爬山的人必须彼此帮助、彼此鼓励，让所有的人能够安全地到达山顶。
So brothers and sisters, God's comforting grace must not stop with us.
所以弟兄姐妹，神这个安慰的恩典不要停留在我们这里。
He always gives us surplus.
他给我们超过丰盛的。
And he intended to overflow to others.
使这些能够临到其他的人。
Please remember, God does not comfort us to make us comfortable.
要记得，神不是安慰我们，使让我们能够安逸。
But to make us comforters.
而使我们能够安慰其他的人。
May the God of comfort be with you always.
愿神安慰的神与大家同在。